Radio.
Nothing to watch on TV? That's why you're listening to Barrett Talk on DVRadio.net, WDVR.
This ain't reality TV!
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal!
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Oh, rude! Well, isn't that special?
Bloody, don't you think you should rephrase that?
Mama said that.
Good day, sir!
Now class is dismissed, gentlemen.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I am the first dick in your ear, Boner Wood, so it's going to be a hard one tonight.
Oh, God damn it, Boner, that's just not even fair.
This is Barracks Talk.
This is Inside the Nut House, man.
We got Sergeant Wardog.
Oh, I just broke out of the rubber room, dog.
The Bacon Man himself, oink.
You are truly putting the D in the B when it comes to DV Radio.
Mr. Recoil.
I prefer to be referred to as Belly and Down.
And don't know where the fuck Google is.
I told you, it's my computer, it's not me.
That's exactly how I feel.
We probably had a few too many to drink, you know what I'm saying?
20 bucks is 20 bucks.
Can I get a thimble full of Sweet Baby Ray's, please?
We don't have it.
Saturday's going to be even more entertaining.
Illogical.
We still have the DV Radio store for those wondering. Shit's still there. You can buy shit.
Buying shit's good, okay?
Oh, we haven't even gotten there yet.
You fucking got me there already.
Love and military barracks talking around this motherfucker.
How's your back feeling after that penis reduction?
Oh, wow.
You're tuned in to WDVR on DVRadio.net.
Because this is how it is on DV Radio.
That is how it is right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. Barracks Talk Live, or you listen to us on podcasts on most major streaming podcast platforms. Tonight, July 1st, 2023, on Boner Wood. We don't have a packed house tonight because everybody was like, psh, fuck DV Radio. I got more important shit to do. So instead, the Marine crown eating man himself, it is none other than the acid tripping man from Texas, Sergeant Wardog.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Psych Ward gang in the building. Fuck around and find out.
That's right. That's right. Fuck around, find out. Man, it has been a week. Shoo. I mean, it's not really been a rainy week, although it did rain almost all day yesterday. So I guess there's that. It wasn't Amazon week in North Carolina. So I'm grateful for that one. How you doing this fine 1st of July weekend, Mr. Wall Dog?
I'm actually pretty good, man. Been a very, I want to say, surprising week. It's uneventful in the form of, VA appointments, that sort of thing. But I got my dome right this week, basically, is what I'm saying. So, okay. You know, it's always good for any veteran to be able to, you know, get your head straight, get your legs underneath you. Get some bearing, get some perspective on things. And kind of week I had, brother, man.
I hear you. No doubt, man. That's one thing I think we try to push around here. I mean, hell, I told you when we were in pre-show, I barely got on my computer this week. And you're like, is that a good thing? And I was like, eh. And it's true. I got on to do the podcast, get those up and finish for everybody. If you didn't know, there was three podcasts put out this week. The last two Barracks Talk podcast, as well as the Affinity Protocol podcast, which airs right here on DVRadio.net every other Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. I must say there were some audio problems in Affinity Protocol that I could not fix, and I apologize for that. There's sporadic popping and crackling, which I need to talk to Chris about, but I do hope you can still enjoy that episode through all that. It comes and goes. It could have been a loose connection, or it could have been software updates, or just the internet or whatever, but Yeah, that was going on this week. On the same day that I released those three podcasts, started the promotion for this week, which runs until tomorrow night, July 2nd. You get 15% off of everything at the DV Radio store on DVRadio.net. So please, I encourage you to take advantage. That's the word I'm looking for. I almost said precedent. Take advantage of any promos we have at DV Radio Store. Any profit that comes in through that store is profit for whether it's DV Radio, DV Farm, PTS Dog, Sergeant War Dog, Betsy Ross, DV Against DV, which goes to Change Unchained. Your Life Matters goes to Change Unchained. So please, I beg you, take advantage of those promos. I'm telling you now, take advantage of them. I'm not getting mad at you for using them. If I got mad at you for using them, I wouldn't allow promos on the store. I mean, that's what they're there for, right? If it was our own store, yeah, there wouldn't be as many promos because we would have to eat that cost. But we don't really eat any costs thanks to using Spreadshirt, Spreadshop, Spread, whatever the fuck their name is. I'm hoping they eventually do embroidery for hats and all that good stuff soon. They are in the works on it, but I mean, you take what you can get, right? Old Stacy and Ginger Texas is in here. Ginger Tech, that's that Nicholson dude that was in here last week, isn't it? That Oink invited, right?
Yep.
I must be going through puberty again. My voice went, I do appreciate you all tuning in tonight from Washington and Texas. We got two in Texas. We got our ever so loving, fearless FBI agent listening in tonight up in Washington, D.C. and our German friend over in Germany. For those that don't know, Oink had some overtime that he had to do this weekend because, well, they needed some shit being done. So he's out doing that in the beautiful sunshine of Alaska right now. If you missed last week's show, JJ is actually doing a show this week because last week's show got postponed. So he's out selling some stuff. And I do apologize. We do not have the chef on tonight. He had some stuff that came up and he was just swamped. So he couldn't do the show tonight, which is a little sad. But hopefully we can get him on next week or very soon. I'd love to talk to him and just pick at his brain and see what all he's up to and what he's getting into and why he's doing it, and then just shoot the shit with him. And I know War Dog will love it because Marine's a Marine, right?
Damn, skip it.
We had too many Marines on here, have we?
No, not really, bro.
I mean, when it comes down to it, it's always either Air Force, Army, or Navy. And I say Navy loosely because most of the Navy guys we have on here is Coast Guard. but then you've got JJ, and then you've got, oh my God, Jesus Christ, the guys from Liberty Risk. What's their names? Holy shit. They're going to hate me now. They're going to be like, they don't care about us. Billy and Hugh. Jesus Christ. They're Navy men. They're boatmen. I said boat. they'll get mad about that. I said boat. Oh shit. But yeah, it's just myself and War Dog tonight. Recoil had some stuff that he had to do. He was gonna try to get on tonight, but he got in late, so.
Hey, Stacey said we should call them seamen.
Seamen. They are seamen. I can't argue with that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but JJ, I think he likes a little too many seamen. So, I'm going to hell. Oh shit. What are you getting into this weekend, War Dog? 4th of July is coming up. Next week, it's on Tuesday. Are you getting into any blasting off mortars or shooting up people's houses with Roman candles or anything?
Oh man, I wish it was going down like that, but no, because of You know, our service, my ears, man, are shot. So I've been wearing hearing aids the last 10 years. So I'm actually going to be trying to duck and dodge the fireworks as much as I can because they really make my eardrums hurt. So, in reference to the plans, I got to say, man, we said this a few weeks ago, and then we were talking about it being a Night at the Roxbury situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of getting that little feeling like maybe it's time to do that again tonight. Because I won't lie to you, I did do it last night. I sure did. I had a Friday night special going.
Aw, shit. So did you get a little bit of bubbly in you?
Of course, man. Had to. You know that. Dude. And then to make it even better, it was one of those nights I decided to wear my grill.
I love it. Fucking love it. Did you wear your I Seen Them shirt too? Because that would have just, sent it over the top.
No, I'm saving that. I save certain stuff for that I want to wear when I'm off grid, man.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
When I'm off grid.
I hear you. That'd be hilarious to just see you sitting in the darkest corner of the nightclub with that grill, those sunglasses, and that shirt. I wish we had some glow up shirts, man. That would make that shirt just fucking pop. Like,
hey, on a good note, though, I finally started to make some headway on finding places that I can hunt here in Texas.
Oh, really?
Because, I don't know if I've told you, I haven't been off grid in like a year and a half, man. Wow. I haven't, been on my land in Florida where I used to do all the filming at. And then here in Texas, I just really hadn't found anyone, that, would give me permission to hunt on their land since they don't know me.
Right.
Which totally makes sense. It's just, real big shot in the foot for me, but I'm sorry. I did get a good line on being able to go to one particular Marine's property, but it's about 4 hours away. It's in a different southern part of Texas where they have better, wildlife and that sort of thing. I did get a chance to hook up with him, so I might be able to go down there sometimes. I had another Marine I served with that lives here in Fort Worth, Texas. He has a buddy who does a little bit of hog hunting, so he might now be aligning to getting back onto my hogs. And then there's a nonprofit, man, by the name of Valhalla Outdoors. And these gentlemen take, disabled veterans out on they take disabled vets out on hunting trips,
Mm-hmm.
So I really think I think I'm going to start approaching this twofold. I'm going to approach this like as the disabled vet, right?
Right.
But then I'm also going to be asking them if I can film it for the sake of War Dog stuff. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I got you. I need to get you and Dave Libby hooked up when he goes out with Warrior Service, because that they do a lot of that. They do a lot of hunting and fishing, and they do everything from wild boar to, I think they done some elk last year or this year and all kinds of shit. I need to get you two hooked up. He's in Finland right now, so it'd be a little hard to hook you guys up outside of
the what city did you say he's in?
Right now. Right now, he's in Finland, the country.
Oh, Finland. Wow. Okay.
He's out there.
I thought I heard you say Philly over here.
Nah, he's out of country right now. He's with his family out in Finland. But as soon as I get linked up again with him, because it's probably been 6 months since he and I have talked, because like I said, he was going to Finland. So, yeah, Warrior Service is another great thing. They go all over the states. Me and him is trying to work some stuff into DV Radio and Warrior Service. And, he's trying to get where they go over to, Finland and do some elk hunting. And that would just be, I think that would be fucking beautiful to go see Finland and then do some elk hunting. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully we can get him on the show again soon.
I have to admit, I have a catch when it comes to hunting in the cold, man.
I hear you, man. I
mean, plus, you know, for any other disabled vets that also have metal implants, man.
Yep.
And I mentioned I got metal in my neck, back, and hip. So I'd love to be out there doing elk hunts in some cold place. And I'd love the experience for it. I'd love to be able to get that type of harvest and have an elk burger, because I do love elk burgers. But trying to operate in the cold and while you're dealing with health issues is going to be like torture in some way.
Oh, yeah.
In some ways.
Well, that's the good thing about Dave, too. And me and him's really close. But we were talking about, you know, stuff like that. And that's another thing about him is he doesn't baby you, but he'll try and cater to your wants and needs as far as things like disabilities and mental illnesses and stuff. You know, when you're out on hunts, and if you don't want to go out and hunt, you can just sit at the reserve and shoot the shit with some other boys. Cause that's how it is, you know, with some of his hunts. All of them don't want to go out to hunt. They just want to be there for the, like we say, camaraderie. That's what we miss mainly. Right. And, I mean, some of the places they've been and just seeing what they do, they cook on the grill and barbecue and just have a good old time around the campfire and everything. So I think that would be good for you too, man. Hell, I know it would be for me. Shit. War Dog says he gets stiff. Hey, I mean, he said last week a few things that I can't repeat tonight because I can't remember it all, but it was adult oriented. I mean,
yeah, I'm the X triple X rated tie dye wearing crayon eating motherfucker. That's
right. Right. Yeah, I need to go get my my state ID so I can go to the firing range and not only get my CCW, but I can actually purchase some firearms. So when I want to quote unquote go to the range, I can go out back here and shoot some shit. And the reason I need my state ID is so I can purchase, you know, firearms, for those that don't understand that. I ain't trying to get caught up in no legalities. That's the last damn thing I need. Shit. But yeah, I've been meaning to do it, but one thing happens and then another thing. You know how it is. Everything hits you all at once.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there's Oink. He keeps popping in and out, you know, just like the frozen pig he is. I mean, just bouncing all over the place.
Wait, tell me something.
Yes, sir.
I just got to know, and this is on air.
Mm-hmm.
Is his last name, what's his real last name?
Pig.
It really is. So that's why we call him, man, yeah. 3 years and I didn't know that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't make the connection. For three years, I'm not connected. His real last name was...
He has said that on air. He's like, well, the reason we go a Oink. Yeah, I thought it was a joke at first because me and him had just started talking because that's when they first, I think he was jumping in the chat room or something like that. And I didn't like ask him about it, but I was like, well, that's a hilarious last name. And then Oink. Yeah. And then I was like, well, that makes it even much better, you know. And then I found out his name is, and I was like, oh, so sort of like Bonerwood.
Gotcha. So, gotcha.
Yeah, it's great. Gotcha. It's great to have a nickname based off of your real name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Depending on what it is.
I've always wanted to say that I wish I could get more veterans to understand that there are hunting opportunities from these nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we do talk about it, but I don't know if everyone realizes like how truly amazing wherever you are in the country. If you're a veteran and you look up, you know, nonprofits for hunting and fishing in your area, there are tons of organizations that are ready and willing to, take you out to hunt or to fish and to help your, overall well-being, whether that's mental health, physical health, or just feeling like a veteran again, feeling like a service member, man.
Well, too, I think, and you can answer to this more than I can. I think there's some misnomers out there that most of them want money and you have to pay for it. Whereas I've found that if they do have fees and you can't cover the cost, they will find a way to take you on that hunt one way or the other. And two, most of the people are gung ho, special ops, blah, 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 blah. And that's just not the case. It's just, again, soldiers that want to have that camaraderie and get around other vets.
Hell yeah, man.
I mean, hell yeah.
I'm glad you said about the gung ho type.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't consider myself gung ho and I don't consider you gung ho. Do we like guns? Hell yeah. That doesn't mean that we are here. All right, man, let me tell you what, you know, and we open up our damn, we open up our damn truck or van and there's just an armory sitting there. You know what I'm saying? Like, but at the same time, most of us get into those types of things, whether it's hunting, fishing, or going to a lodge or VFW, just to be around other vets, because that's it. I mean, you don't get that opportunity much.
Hey, bro, I thought you knew from seeing me on those videos saying let's go to war and shit that I'm gung-ho. What happened?
That's
hell more, yeah, I'm gung-ho. I'm proudly gung-ho, bro. You know that. That's why I became a grunt. I'm ready to go dumb, man, over the enemy, bro. I get hyped over that shit.
That's more warrior ho, isn't it? That's like, let's go to war.
Ooh, I mean, warrior. Bro, you know you just termed something? You just coined the term warrior ho. Oh, shit. I don't believe you said that.
Because, I mean, you could go to war with nothing else but a knife and a toothpick. You know what I mean? You don't need guns to go to war.
Yeah.
Are y'all seeing my messages? I sent some and they are disappearing. We're seeing them now. I didn't see any disappear per se.
Ooh, I'm not sober, so don't talk about words disappearing and shit. That's gonna fuck with my, you know, medication.
Fuck your medication. Oh shit. Yeah, I know a lot of y'all that are listening want to do fireworks and all this coming Tuesday, and that's perfectly fine. We have nothing against that. But don't be an idiot with them. Don't be a dumbass with them. If you can do it in a area that isn't around a shit ton of people, that isn't there to see the fireworks, do it in that area. If it's one of those neighborhood things, make sure the whole neighborhood's okay with it. Cause there's some neighborhoods that will call the law. My internet connection is unstable. I see that. Oh shit. You can hear me still, right? Wardall.
Of course, bro. Of course.
Oh me. But yeah, and be safe. If you drink, be safe about it on the 4th of July. Especially this weekend, because I know some of y'all going to get started early. I know how some of y'all are. I know how some of y'all pre-game. You stupid. I've been there. But just be safe. And if you drive, be sure you didn't drink. That's my biggest pet peeve, especially around holidays and observant days, is people that just want to drink and drive. And I am not for that. I don't care if you've had one shot. Don't get in a goddamn vehicle. Don't do it. That's just me. I mean, that's just me. Owner of my company.
Yeah, I was hit, man. I was hit by a drunk driver on the 4th of July, 2015, man. So, yeah, thank you for saying that shit.
Yeah, it bothers me. It really does. I've always been against it. I've had people like, well, I just had a beer. I don't give a fuck if you had a shot. I don't care. Don't get behind the wheel of a vehicle. Owner of my company has a lease in Honey Grove. Let me see if I can get you hooked up. I'm guessing he's talking to you, War Dog.
Yeah. You know how you can lease a portion of your land to be hunted on?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's saying you know, the owner of his company, you know, has a lease on some land in the city of Honey Grove or the Honey Grove area in Texas.
Right.
So yeah, that could be a total hookup, man.
Yeah.
Total hookup.
That'd be cool.
I'm trying to get on with that hog eradication out here, man. Like Texas hate hogs. And I'm like, okay, well, who's going to let me come? Who's going to let me come hunt then? Shit, I need to get some of that grunt energy out. I need to legally. Yes, please, everyone listen to this. We have to find ways, right, to legally get that shit out of your system.
Oh,
legally still be able to use night vision and thermal vision.
I got to backtrack a little bit because I'm just now seeing the message. Oink had messaged me, and it's Billy and Hugh, which I finally figured out. He put huge, Billy and huge. And then Brad is a chaplain in the Army from that purple place. And I'm not going to say it because every time I say
purple
it.
Heart Homes.
There we go. War Dog got it out.
Yeah,
there we go.
Purple Heart Homes.
There we go. And you can go over to the DVR family and find out more about that. We've also got a link for other podcasts and links for all of DV Radio, Dysfunctional Veterans, and DV Farm. Oh, he's a Marine vet too there, War Dog. Hey, Mag 44 is in here.
All right, roger that.
Talking about the person that Ginger is talking about there.
Yeah, the owner of the company. I got him. I got him.
Okay, I didn't know if he was following chat. Sorry. Because you know how I am with chat. I'll be in chat 1 second and somebody will say something and I'll miss it for like the next 2 minutes. I'm bad for that. So bad for that. Mag said head to Michigan. Early goose season, southern part of the state.
Hell yeah, Mag. I'm with it. Oh, I have to admit, though, I am a complete E1 when it comes to hunting goose or any other waterfowl. So I'm trying to get linked on with people who already know how. So like they can kind of teach me. And then, you know what I'm saying? I'm not ashamed in any way to say what I can't do or don't know. So
I'm going to tell you what to do, Sergeant War Dog. Find you an old Nintendo Entertainment System. Get Dunk.
Oh, gosh. Hunt, I know where you're going.
And get that gun. And get pissed off at that dog every time you miss so you can hear. And then you'll learn how to shoot the duck and not the dog. Oh, that damn dog, man. Every damn time it never failed. Never failed. Oh, did anybody's laser light gun ever work on that damn thing? I feel
sometimes,
like
sometimes, bro, you know, it's hit or miss.
I feel like it was faulty as hell. Like it was ahead of its time. I ain't gonna lie. That was ahead of its time.
Yeah, it was ahead of its time. Yeah.
I mean, hell, we didn't even have
early 90s.
Yeah, we didn't even have arcade shooters until like mid to late 90s that actually worked and were good. Not a laser guide, a laser light shooter. That was the gun. It was a laser light shooter. It made little infrared flashes into the receiver of the Nintendo system, which many kids thought, you know, that's not how it worked. And they'd go up to the fucking TV screen and they'd try to shoot the ducks directly at the TV screen. Oh my God. I would say games have come a long way, haven't they? Video games in general. Holy shit.
Man, who are you telling, bro? Holy shit. The realistic graphics and
that's what all
that.
I'm
not a gamer, so let me first say that. I'm not a gamer, so when I do get to see them and I do get to see people playing stuff, I'm blown away, bro.
Yeah, and you know, we come from the same generation where we grew up with pixels as fucking... That was realistic to us, like Pitfall and Duck Hunt and Mario, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, all that. That was realistic to us. And then you moved up to 64, N64 and PlayStation. And oh my God, Star Fox, that was so realistic, and Ace Combat. And today, you know, this generation is so lucky to have what it has. yet they don't realize it. Cause I mean, oh my God, the graphics look horrible. Are you shitting me? Goddamn. I would have paid $60 back in the '80s and nineties to have that. Like I would have begged the computer company to make a game like that. And you know, back in the day, we didn't have as many bugs either, but on top of that, they had to make it right the first time because we didn't have internet to create a patch for 6 months from now to fix the game. And I look over some bugs and there's some bugs. I'm like, you a fucked up developer. but the realism, the photo telemetry and all that, the photorealism, all of that in today's video games is just absolutely mind boggling. Yes, Frogger. I had Frogger. I've got Frogger, Pitfall, ET, Tanks. I got a whole Atari system. If you must know, I've got the analog, I've got the sticks and I've got the Pong paddles.
Damn, I know you're doing it that big, dog.
Dude, I do. I want to get me a CCTV. But I've got no room in my setup right now. But one of these days I'm gonna get me a good CCTV, an old school tube TV and hook that bitch up and cross my fingers that it still works.
well, I don't know what the vintage I like.
I've got, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, I believe. I think that's the one I had that came out for Atari. Yeah, I've got a whole box of Atari games, man. All from my youth. But yeah, I see these kids complaining about all these graphics suck. Man, I'm going to tell you what. Me and my friends are like, these graphics are the shit. And then they see
that's another sign we're getting older.
Right. And then they see something like Minecraft. They're like, Minecraft is old. I'm like, bitch, that ain't old shit. They just made it look 8-bit. Like, hell, we couldn't even have a game like that back in the day. Like, and then, you know, I have a problem today, with people complaining about, AI art. They're saying, oh, it's taken away from artists and blah, 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 blah. Look, every few decades or every couple of decades, something comes out technologically that helps artists or helps the industry in some way, shape, or form or fashion. Just like back in the 80s when synthwave came out. Oh, my God. Holy fuck. You would have thought the music world had ended. And before that, electric guitars. Again, you would have thought the music world was ending. The same when we went from vinyl to 8-track to cassette to CDs to MP3s to streaming. Oh God, it's the end of the music era, right? Like, and then to piggyback off that, CGI replacing special effects in movies. Oh no, CGI is going to take over special effects artists and they're not going to be able to do nothing and they're going to lose their jobs. No, didn't happen. Still waiting on that day to happen. Like, and I understand some things like, artists upset that AI generated art stole their art to make this art. But that's how AI generated art works, right? It takes all this information from other artists, from other images, from other videos, from other music, whatever, puts it in this big ones and zeros algorithm and creates whatever you tell it to. It's not stealing your artwork. It's using your artwork as inspiration, just like you use Disney or Looney Tunes or The Fairly Odd Parents or Dennis the Menace or Beetle Bailey or Garfield or some anime. Name a fucking anime out there. You took inspiration as an artist to create your art. All your art's not original. I can guarantee it. I mean, but whatever. People's going to complain no matter what, right, War Dog?
Yeah, man, that's just the way it goes.
I mean, I can't remember who said it, but they said, if you have an original idea, you have no original ideas, because it's been done, it's been said, it's been built somewhere at some point. There is no true original ideas. I mean, I don't care who you are. There's 8 billion people on this earth, and this is 2023. You just so happen to be living at a moment where it's technologically advanced. You know, back in BC era, they probably done something exactly like you done, except they done it with hand tools in their hands, right? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Elf bowl.
Except for the weed, dog.
The weed.
Yeah, the weed was better now than then. I can't. Everything else I agree with, except for the weed, dog.
I don't know. I mean, I've heard some people say that some of their strains back in the day was way better than today. And I'm wondering if it's because of where they were at, how they mixed it, you know, cause we're always mixing weeds, right? Mixing strains, crossing strains, I should say. Somebody going to jump on my back. You said mixing strains. We don't mix strains. We cross strains. All right. Semantics. You can tell I don't grow weed, though, right? Nah, that's another thing, too. I mean, this is 2023, and weed is not federally legal. That, to me, shows a lot about our system, personally. Not just the healthcare system, but, oh, kill me now, politically and socially. I mean, there's a lot of people that still believe weed is bad for you. Oh, God, you're a weed person. You're a weed head. You're a pot head. You're a whatever head. We're not talking about meth. We're not talking about crack. We're not talking about any of that. We're talking about marijuana, right? I mean, the best metaphor for dying from too much marijuana was Joe Rogan on this documentary called How High. And he says the only way you could die from too much weed is if a 50-ton pallet dropped from an airplane out of the sky and just so happened to land on top of your head. And I love, you know, When certain people die and it's like, oh, they had a blood intoxication, marijuana level of blah, 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 blah. But then they don't tell you all the other shit that was in their bloodstream, right? Like oxys and meth and whatever the fuck else. And like that little bit of weed, like that they probably like took 2 hits off of that weed and the rest was all this other shit that would, you know, make Satan look like fucking saints. Like, I don't know. Oh, the psychology behind this shit. But anyway, have you heard anything about the VA going any further on their, psychotropic and psychedelic, testing and stuff like that?
Oh, bro, I have not, but you know, soon as I do, but you know, I will be ready to share with the world, man.
I'm surprised you didn't get in on that testing.
Yeah, I didn't find out until it was, you know, already underway. So it's one maybe of those deals.
Maybe you can find a clinic.
Figured it wasn't meant for me, you know, wasn't meant to be.
Maybe you can find a clinic that's like, yeah, man, we need some new people.
Wasn't meant to be.
Go ahead.
Do you mind if we take a turn towards veteran violence?
Of course we can. That's what I was hoping we would do.
All right.
Ooh, that's the part I was talking about with the whole fuck around and find out. Public service announcement to civilians. If you run into a veteran, you may indeed fuck around and find out.
Listen, you snot those little shit.
I'm going to get medieval on your ass.
Are you going to bark all day?
little doggy, or are you gonna bite?
Fuck with me, and we'll see who shits on the sidewalk.
I'll kill you with my teacup.
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
I'll rip out your eyes and piss on your brain. You're a gutless turd.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
Take a big step back and literally fuck your own face!
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat fuck.
Fuck around and find out.
Obviously, we have the new section, the new segment, Fuck Around and Find Out, FAFO, where we highlight veteran violence, in which veterans end up teaching civilians a lesson.
Or other veterans. It just so happens every news story we found is the veterans on civilians.
Yeah. So this week, though, I'd like to discuss two aspects of it. I'm gonna read the Fuck Around and Find Out article, and then I'd also like us to talk about the other end of the spectrum as far as veterans that have gone too far with the violence and end up in prison or jail because of their violence. But let's say this article happens to come from October 21st, 2021. We're going to Yuma, Arizona. We're dealing with a Marine veteran. All right. Title says, Marine veteran stops armed robbery attempt at convenience store in Arizona. The headliner from the Marine says, the Marine Corps taught me not to blank around. A Marine Corps veteran came to the rescue on Wednesday morning after an armed suspect and two others attempted to rob a convenience store in Arizona, according to the Yuma County Sheriff's Office. At about 4:30 a.m., a suspect walked into Chevron in Yuma, Arizona, and pointed a handgun at the cashier. Surveillance footage shows a customer quickly jumping into action and disarming the suspect without any hesitation. Within seconds, he was able to detain the subject and prevent anyone from getting hurt until authorities arrived. When the two other suspects saw how the man handled the situation, they didn't waste any time running away from the scene. When deputies asked the customer how he was able to react so quickly, he had one response. The Marine Corps taught me not to blank around. Authorities say the suspect was detained during the incident, was a juvenile at this time. The suspect was being held at the Yuma County Juvenile Justice Center on one count of armed robbery and one count of aggravated assault. The remaining two suspects were still outstanding. Now, that's the kind of fuck around and find out shit we like to highlight around here.
Yeah. And just to be clear, we don't provocate violence, but when the time calls, if you need to take care of you and yours or those around you, by all means, do what needs to be done.
You were trained to do it. When it's time to use it, hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I like that story. And I need to make an intro for this because I keep dropping the ball. And
oh, no worries, man.
Feel bad about that.
We're still rolling over here, bro.
So did he take it too far or did he take it just far enough? Or what do you think?
In this instance, he took it just far enough. He disarmed the kid within seconds. I'm assuming he laid on him or something, or did something to make the kid stay until the police arrived.
And he subdued him at some point.
Yeah. And then obviously the other two kids saw what he did. In terms of stopping that robbery, and they hauled ass, right? So,
I mean, I sure as fuck wouldn't be standing around much longer if I'd seen that shit happen. I mean,
yeah.
What is too far? what is too far? When is it too far? Is there a scenario where you push it a little too far? I mean, yes. I know one of them would be, for instance, the subway that we talked about.
Yes.
But also, we don't know everything that was going on with the guy that was subdued. On top of that, to say that, I also think, and I think Word Dog might agree with me, I don't know, I'll let you say, but I think the kid that got him in the chokehold should have loosened up a little bit at the same time. Once he got him down and knew that he wasn't a quote unquote threat, he could have at least held him there without choking him to the point of dying.
He held him too long.
Yeah.
Way too long.
Yeah. I mean, for some people, 15 seconds is too long.
Yeah. And, you know, we're all taught that there's a certain time frame that someone will, you know, pass out, and then another time frame where they're likely to die. He held on way too long.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that also leads into, is there a time where it's not far enough and you need to go just like two steps further and teach them a lesson? Cause I have seen kids and grown ups, adults, mainly kids, but it goes for adults too. Where they got punched out or they got subdued, but it just wasn't enough. And should they taken it a step further without killing them, obviously? Or should they have left it at where they stopped?
Very, very, very good question, bro. Now, this is something that's near and dear to me, and it's something I feel every vet in the combat arms fields or MOSs all can probably relate to. All right. I call it the fuck it button.
Mm-hmm.
That button you press where it might feel good to use your training and to get it out of your system and to complete that punch or whatever. But, you know, your normal inhibitions tell you not to, right? But we all know as veterans, all hell can break loose when we press our fuck it buttons and we unleash on someone, especially those who were not only trained, you know, not only trained to do things, but actually have in-country experience doing those motherfucking things, right?
Right.
I'm really glad that you brought up the point, especially from what I'm going to segue it into as far as veterans that have gone too far and had, you know, ended up being in prison. I actually served with two Marines that are now serving life sentences for murder in California.
Damn.
Couldn't turn it off. You know, they
basically pulled a Nicolas Cage from Con Air.
Exactly. Well, no. Well, no. This was a lot worse, though. I'll give you that.
Right.
This involved deliberate videotaping of them.
Oh, yeah,
that robbing some people and setting the car on fire. NCIS being involved, where blood matter in one city had to be matched to a burning vehicle in another city.
See, that's one thing you don't want to get involved is NCIS and JAG. That's
thank you. We're talking a complete episode of NCIS type of shit,
right?
That I got to experience with them walking all through my barracks and shit and questioning us all. I'm sorry. Long story short is, I do have two that are serving life sentences for murder. Countless of others, you know, have had violent charges for one reason or another. We all have to be careful of what we know and what we allow to piss us off.
Yeah.
And I know we all know that. I know we all have, you know, come to some understanding of that. But if you haven't, please don't ever forget that what you know and were taught is always somewhere deeply buried inside of you.
Yep.
All right. And it can come out. It will come out if and when you need it.
And, you know, I think not just veterans, but civilians too. You need to find that woo-saw moment, right? When you're defending yourself and others and those around you, you need to find that. And I call it a woosah moment for a reason. You need to find that point where you're not going overboard unless absolutely necessary. I know there's scenarios and there's instances where it needs to go a lot further than what most of us would like. But you like Sergeant War Dog saying, you got to know when to turn it off. You got to know when enough's enough. But like I was saying, there's also that threshold where is enough enough? Because I think we can all agree there's some that need their ass beat. I mean, you can tell they didn't get their ass whooped as a child. They sure as hell wasn't having their parents go, do you know where your child is? It's 10 p.m. God, this commercials. Fucking street lights pop on and then some fucking actor or person up in high says, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your child is? We're showing our age, we're dog. Oh, shit. But yeah, please, if you got to do something to defend yourself and others, just know when to flip that switch off and know when enough's enough. And I hope none of you have to get in that situation. Speaking of things you can do to learn how to cope with those triggers, to cope with mental instabilities and illnesses, and just, you know, talk to somebody, get a load off, just have a chit chat. I was going to say a shit show. We don't want a shit show. but you can go over to objectivezero.org. You can use their desktop app or you can download it on your mobile device, the Apple store on iOS and the Android has Google Play Store. Go download that. If you can't download it on your mobile device, use the computer browser, objectivezero.org. It's an amazing app. They have stuff for yoga and all kinds of stuff on there. And I know some people, yoga, I'm not a pretty soy boy. I fucking done yoga at one time in my life. It's not a pretty boy soy boy thing. It's just to help you A, relax, and B, it helps you physically, and C, it helps you mentally and emotionally. So if you're one of those people that can do yoga, do yoga. If you can't do physical yoga, do mental yoga. Yes, there is a such thing as mental yoga. Look it up. But Objective Zero has all sorts of resources over there. And you can go to dysfunctionalveterans.com. There's a lot of vet resources over there. There's parental control apps from Change Unchained. Troy Eustifer is a Navy chief, and he does that every day. He takes care of the human and child trafficking in America. So go and use those resources. If there's other resources that we might want to look at, send them to us. info@dvradio.net. I almost said .org. But info@dvradio.net. Send those things in. ccoink@dvradio.net. And if you want to find out more about Change Unchained, go to changeunchained.com. Speaking of nonprofits that need your help, dvfarm.org. We need 25 grand raised so we can get that septic system redone and start taking in vets. We can't do our mission to help homeless and addicted vets until we get that septic system finished. And done. We can't do it. We cannot do it without those funds. Stacy AK said, go watch Sound of Freedom. She said it's in theaters this weekend. I've heard snippets of that. I believe that has to do with trafficking. If I'm not right, please correct me, Stacy. I'm going to hand it over to Sergeant Wardog. And then I've got one last thing for all of you listeners listening live.
Yeah. Yes, you know, I always mention Psych Ward Gang. That happens to be nothing more than our way of acknowledging mental health in the military community. If you happen to run into any type of mental health crisis, please do not be afraid nor ashamed to dial 988 and press 1. Option 1 is for mental health for veterans. So again, if you run into any mental health crisis, as soon as possible, do not be ashamed to use the digits 988 on your phone and press option 1. Salute.
110%. Also, speaking of children, sex trafficking, human trafficking, Sound of Freedom, check out veteransforchildrescue.org. That's vets, the number 4, childrescue.org. They've also got a movie that you would like, or that you would be interested in if you would like to learn more about human trafficking and all of that terrible fucking stuff that's going on in the country, in America, not around the world, in America, in your backyard. But I did promise that I had something for all of you live listeners, and I do. DVRadio.net, the DV Radio store. As I said, until tomorrow night, you do have the chance to get 15% off your entire order. However, on July 4th, that's Tuesday, on July 4th, all day, July 4th, Tuesday, right here at DVRadio.net, just click on the DV Radio store tab. You get 23% off your entire order. July 4th, DVRadio.net, DV Radio store. And until tomorrow, you can get 15% off your entire order. So take advantage of those promos. I mean it. Go fucking do it. Don't wait. Do it now. I sound like Billy Mays. Don't wait. Do it now before time runs out. Oh, shit. We want to tell you that we appreciate every last one of you for listening live, supporting us, whether you share the podcast or share a post, react, whatever. We love each and every one of you. Sergeant War Dog, you got anything else?
No, brother. Everyone have a great 4th of July weekend. Enjoy your 4th of July. Stay safe. I know this can also, it can be a very hectic day for us as veterans with the sounds, the noises, the screams of people that are cheering, which we can all take a different way because of what we've been through. But no, you aren't the only one. Salute.
100%. Please be careful this weekend, 4th of July. Be careful. Don't drink and drive. Be safe. Don't shoot rolling candles at your next door neighbor's house. Don't do it. For Sergeant War Dog and those that could not be here with us tonight, I'm Bonerwood. You just heard Barracks Talk right here on WDVRDVRadio.net. Don't forget, 23% off 4th of July, all single day on the 4th of July, 23% off DVRadio.net, DV Radio store. Until next week, fuck sickles.
Bye-bye. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
Goodbye, motherfucker!
DV Radio.